Number 6. The value of noticing. How many times have you been grocery shopping or in a restaurant and you see a mom or dad chatting on the phone and totally ignoring their kid? How many times have you been that parent? Yeah, me too. It's sad, but if we're being honest, it happens. Sometimes we make the vital mistake of letting our own world overwhelm us to the point that we ignore our kids. This hurts us in two ways. One, our actions communicate loud and clear where our priorities are. More on this later when I encourage parents to put the phone down. Number two, we miss out on the awesome opportunity to simply pause and take in everything there is to know about our kids through simple observation. Let's not make this more difficult than it is. Connecting with our kids starts with the simple act of noticing. Have you noticed? Who is your kid's best friend? Who texts him or her the most? What social media do they use the most? What do they order at Starbucks? What store would be your kid's first stop if he or she had $100 to spend? What songs are on your kid's favorite playlist? What do they call the playlist? Who your kid would call if they needed someone who would really listen? Dads, moms, how much do you really know about your kids? And how hard would it be to make some of these observations? I'll be transparent here. I failed to do this more times than I can count. For example, one time my daughter came home from school, greeted me quickly, and then went quietly to her room. I was busy, so I didn't pay it much mind. Later that evening, my dad called me and asked, "What's wrong with Alyssa?" I didn't have any idea what he was talking about. "What do you mean?" I asked. "She's been posting some pretty depressing stuff." I grabbed my phone and clicked on her favorite place to post. There it was, clear for everyone to see, and I missed it. But my 70-year-old dad hadn't. And I teach parents how to do this stuff. I went upstairs, knocked on Alyssa's door, and then sat next to her in her room. After a little bit of listening, I realized I really had missed some clear signs that she was having a bad week. No, I'm not asking you to spy on your kids. I'm asking you just to lift your eyes from your newspaper, your phone, your TV show, or your mail, and just notice the following. Where do your kids hang out the most? What do they do there? Who are they with? Where do they spend time online? What do they post? Who do they connect with in their cyber world? What do they like to wear? What do their clothes tell you about their self-esteem, their personal taste, and their hygiene? What angers them? What breaks their hearts? What excites them? What are they passionate about? This book repeatedly points out how teenagers struggle to look up from their devices, but let's be honest. Many parents have the same struggle, and consequently, the chasm between parent and child only grows. My suggestion is simple. Look up from your phone when your kids are around. Better yet, put away your technology and notice them. The more we learn about our kids, the better we can connect with them. If we know their favorite place to eat, shop, or hang out, then we have a good chance of connecting with them at those places. Similarly, if we know their likes, their fears, and their passions, we can use those as points of connection and conversation. But it all starts with just noticing. What is your kid doing right now? Questions to ponder. What distracts you from noticing your kids? Which of the above observations have you already noticed? Which are some you have not noticed? How could you use some of these observations to better connect with your kids?